This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department.
The media is rushing to slander and discredit those of us that are exposing this.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
There are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election.
So stop there. A secret society, the secret meetings offside of the Justice Department.
Correct. Really? Secret societies? You can't make this stuff up.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
It's one giant incestuous circle of corruption.
Look, the CIA is a rogue agency.
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
We have to start getting ready for insurrection and civil war because they're really pushing it. What are we going to do if they kill the President and then order their local governments and their local federal branches to come arrest thousands of resistance leaders? If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
This is the national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Remain calm. Go indoors immediately and stay indoors.
This is an emergency broadcast from FEMA.
In compliance with the United Nations, the Department of Homeland Security has declared martial law.
City officials have called for military help. Planes and troops are expected to arrive within the next 2 hours.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. And as in a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets. And these Instagrams, these Instas, this is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's InkShock.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life rise and fall? There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No,
you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently?
Getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instaheart is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instaheart in the mail today when seconds matter. Instaheart.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So it is quickly becoming illegal to point out that men are not women, no matter how they dress, no matter what kind of shoes they have, no matter what they paint their nails. So this is an attack not just on biology, but on speech, on conscience. You're not allowed to say obvious things. Here's an example. A self-described feminist in Norway called Christina Ellingsen is facing a 3-year sentence in prison. She's facing the possibility of going to jail for years because she affirmed the reality of biological sex. Specifically, Ellingsen tweeted that men cannot be lesbians. You probably never thought about this in any depth, but it's technically true. She also said that men cannot become mothers. Now, again, that's true. But in Norway, as in all of the West, the truth is no longer a defense. Norway is now investigating her for hate speech. We, of course, immediately wanted to talk to her. Christina Ellingsen joins us tonight. Christina, thanks so much for coming on. This is one of those stories, and Norway is obviously a highly civilized country. I think it's the richest country in the world, a lot of great people in Norway. It's hard to believe this is real, and so I just want to check, are we leaving anything out?
No, that's right. This is the case. You can't defend women if you can't define what a woman is. And all over the world, stating biological facts, is considered by a lot of groups as being directly hateful. So, yeah, this is what I've been doing. I've been stating the obvious fact that men cannot be women, men cannot be girls,
yes,
or mothers, or lesbian. And now I'm facing the risk of 3 years in prison.
Tell me how the country of Norway, again, a country to which we give every benefit of every doubt, filled with good people, beautiful place, but are you celebrated as a hero by people who still believe in science and free speech? Are people supporting you?
Well, a lot of people are supporting me across the entire spectrum of political, religious, everything. But a lot of people are also considering me on level with someone who's calling for genocide I've been compared to everything from a fascist to a Maoist to a supporter of Westboro Baptist Church, which I don't even know what it is. But basically, of the entire spectrum of everything that's bad in the world is being hurled my way. Absolutely. But also a lot of support.
Are you surprised? I think you're on, I'm just guessing, but I think you're on the left. I don't think you're a right winger. I think you're from Norway. Are you surprised by all of this?
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised because this has been in the cards for a long time. If you can't talk about biological reality, it's unavoidable. This is simply unavoidable. But yeah, no, I align myself with radical feminism. I've been voting left all my life. Now I'm much more critical to what they are actually saying, and it seems like all parties in Norway are supporting this pseudoscience.
Scary. We know the feeling. Thank you for joining us tonight, Christine Ellington. Very much appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Barnes is in studio with us until a little bit in the next hour. Then Jacob Ingles and Owen Schroyer are going to be here to cover some big breaking news. We'll host someone to the fourth hour. Robert Barnes is going to be here for the next few weeks with the Sandy Hook show trial beginning on July 25th with picking the jury and then opening statements on the 26th. We've got a lot of things are going to be unfolding here. I can tell you there's real national attention in this case, not just from the Democratic Party and how they've rigged all this with the media and these corrupt judges. And they have really screwed up and in motions for limine said, and I'm going to show you these documents coming up in the last segment of this hour, that I cannot talk about the First Amendment, I cannot say I'm innocent, and I cannot say it's a show trial. She actually said this in the order. Never before been done, not even the Nazi judges under Hitler were this transparent. I mean, this is literal insane asylum level crap. I'm guilty already, the judge says. I'm defaulted. And this is all now going to be not one, but two in Texas in the next few months, and then one in Connecticut. And they're all synced and coordinated. The exact same rulings, the judge in Connecticut, judge here, and it just shows that the Democrats are going for broke. That's all coming up. But Robert Barnes, you're a historian as well, good friend of mine. You've also worked on some of these cases. You've got the big Pfizer case. They say it's the strongest case in the world of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Pfizer whistleblower. We'll talk about that next segment. The Bannon trial starting, but just big picture, the 3 minutes to break, about the world today and just where you would say society is with them openly cutting the energy off, saying it's for a great reset, it's for your own good, separately then blaming Vladimir Putin and local gas stations.
Well, I mean, basically the globalist agenda has failed and backfired in Ukraine. I mean, what it's triggered is a massive fuel and food shortages around the globe. And what you're seeing is massive public rebellion against the globalist effort. And so you're seeing in Panama, you're seeing protests in Panama, the Sri Lanka government.
Hundreds.
All over the place. You have the protests.
Italy, the Netherlands, the UK, everywhere.
And it's going to keep spreading. It's not going to be limited. It's going to be all over Central America, Latin America, Africa, because these are places that do not have the means to supply quickly a replacement for the food and fuel shortages that are coming, that have been induced by the globalist policies, a combination of the inflationary, out-of-control, debt-driven policies and politics during the lockdowns, both in the U.S. and the West. And then,
which we said 30 months ago would happen.
Absolutely.
You and I both in here precisely laid it out.
You can't just print this much currency and not have a economic backlash.
And then they blame that on global warming when it's their exact policies.
Completely. And in fact, the Fed is still pretending that they can control inflation now, that they can get it under control now for what they did. And there's no proof that they can. Instead, what it appears they're going to do is they're going to bust the stock market. They're going to bust the real estate market and sink us into a global depression.
But it all hinged on blaming us and global warming. Everybody knows it's them. All the numbers show globalist parties are in the single digits or double digits. They have really screwed the pooch. They bit off more than they could chew.
Completely. I mean, Draghi was supposed to be a future European leader. Macron was supposed to have a big supermajority in the parliament. Neither of those events are coming true. Draghi would be lucky to be anything in Italy.
Boris Johnson assassination of Japanese real leader.
Exactly. I mean, just one after the other, after the other, after the other. And then, of course, you now have the economic problems and political protest in China because their no-COVID policy is backfiring.
Bank runs.
The state bubble exactly is imploding their financial economy. So you compound these things. The only country that appears to be stable and has a promising future is the country that was supposed to be under the mat at this point, and that's Russia. The country that's opposed to...
They're actually doing well other than losing massive amounts of troops. Fighting the CIA and the New World Order, they're doing great.
Completely. I mean, they're economically better off than they were before all this started, just as the ruble is better off than it has been in about a decade. So what we're seeing is globalist policies getting rejected around the globe. The question is, what do they do to try to maintain and sustain power as the world rejects their agenda? And that's where you're going to see a lot of desperation over the next 12 months.
Well, they've been telegraphing power outages, not caused by the Russia war, but by Russia itself, cyber attacks. They're getting ready, I believe, not just for rolling blackouts, but big blackouts they blame on the Russians.
Well, and we see more and more predictions of that. I mean, there have been issues involving here in Texas, actually, with various alleged Russian attacks that don't appear to have been Russian, actual Russian attacks that appear to be, we have in Tennessee, we have natural gas facilities that have been attacked. So we have across the globe an attack on food and fuel, the core of any society or civilization, and it's to perpetuate a globalist regime that the world is now rejecting.
That's right, to make us dependent on them. Robert Barnes, one of the smart people I know, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. This is a big hour coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Alex Jones Show Central Time is live and forbidden from the general public unless you listen to our over 400 affiliates now on AM and FM stations, TV and cable, and of course Infowars.com/show and Bandai Video. All right, Barnes, we were talking during that break about, I've asked you to come here in the next couple of weeks to stay with us and be a pundit and be an analyst during the Sandy Hook stuff. We appreciate you being here, but covering the waterfront, January 6th is huge. As you were saying during the break, it's backfired. I agree. You've got the Bannon trial. You've also got H.R. 4350, the amendment to make the president basically a military dictator domestically. We've also got all the huge developments and lawsuits you're behind. The top lawsuit on Pfizer with a whistleblower. We've got Biden, we'll cover this next segment, is going to announce, they've now said, a climate emergency tomorrow as the pretext to continue to shut down the infrastructure. I mean, they are really, really squeezing us hard. There's the Hill reporting on it. White House declare climate emergency as soon as Wednesday. I guess they think legally to try to bypass things. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, it's all this. What we said at the time of the whole lockdown activity taking place, that they're going to misuse and abuse the emergency powers, and that if they get away with it, they'll expand it dramatically.
And they said that. They said, we've done the virus, now it's climate.
Absolutely.
They said climate lockdowns.
And, I mean,
oh, sorry, there's no power, you're locked down.
Not only that, you got racial emergencies. Take here in Texas. So Roe v. Wade is overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. What do they say? They say there's a medical emergency that requires mandatory abortions in Texas hospitals by under federal law. And so that's what the Secretary of Health and Human Services did, so much so the state of Texas has now had to sue to try to undo the damage caused by this executive.
So it's ruled by emergency.
Absolutely. I mean, this goes all the way back to the famous Constitution, the Weimar Constitution of Germany. The great flaw in the Constitution that was then considered the crowning achievement of continental Europe in terms of constitutional democracy was undermined because it had an emergency exception within it, and they misused and abused it. And, of course, we had the trilogy of infamy of the U.S. Supreme Court cases here that misused and abused emergency power and state police power to say in Jacobson you could force you could charge people a fine if they don't take a vaccine. Then in the case of Connie Buck, Buck v. Bell said that you can force people to be sterilized against their will. And then, of course, in Korematsu, lock people up and strip them of all their constitutional rights.
And you warned Amy Comey Barrett would support that from past rulings, and she has.
Yes. I mean, sadly, she has been the decisive vote to not overturn the elections. She's been the decisive vote to not meaningfully review these vaccine mandates in almost every context other than federal employment context.
Let's tie that to H.R. 4350 that plain and simple says Congress will no longer have domestic oversight of the military, and the president, whoever that is going to be, will. This just shows they're getting ready for total emergency rule.
Yes, I mean, the goal is to create a rule by emergency structure. I mean, now it's rule by emergency even against the U.S. Supreme Court. It's not just rule by emergency against the state governments, against the people's rights, against the legislative or executive branches.
And they've announced, as you told me during the break, they officially are going to stack the quarter trial.
Yeah, they are now putting forward legislation in the House to add four justices to the United States Supreme Court so that they would handpick to shift the balance of power in the court. And they have said that if they don't get that they would like to consider some people on the left scrapping the Supreme Court entirely.
Well, let's start over. This is so we should probably cover that first.
Sure.
This is This is unbelievable. And they say more will happen a year in history that happens in 100. We're entering that period, aren't we?
Oh, no doubt about it. The last 5 years has been the craziest time period. The last 2 years has been the craziest time period I can remember in American political history outside of maybe the Revolution and the Civil War. And even those did not pose the degree of threat to constitutional liberty that we have witnessed on a national and even global scale in terms of fundamental freedom.
So we're living in an incredibly dangerous historic time.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a time that's going to decide the future. It's a crossroads either to a time of great hope, great peace, great prosperity, great freedom, great liberty, or a time period of great repression and oppression. It's I compare it to like 1939 kind of environment. So it's a time period that we're either going to see the rise of fascism and communism and that kind of method of government, whether it's the global reset agenda, a globalist agenda, an emergency rule driven agenda, a totalitarian agenda, an elite driven agenda, or an agenda of the people, by the people, and for the people around the globe.
So we are the world at the crossroads. Like, that's the title we'll give. World at the Crossroads, Emergency Report, Robert Barnes. We'll call this hour that. That really is it. We are at the crossroads.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just to bridge into whether or not we can sue the FDA and whether or not a whistleblower can bring a claim against Pfizer. I have both of those cases. With Robert Kennedy against the FDA, can they force a drug and lie to families and children about a drug on people as young as 6 months old? Because that's what the FDA has now authorized. We've challenged that.
They're saying safe and effective, and it's not.
Absolutely. It's not safe. It's not effective. It's not a vaccine. It's none of the three. They're using Elmo and Big Bird in schools and public institutions to lie to little kids.
Even before it was authorized six and up by the kangaroo panel that they had to replace three times, that was illegal to do that for those kids.
Absolutely. It has never been clinically tested in such a way to call it safe. It's never been clinically tested in such a way to call it effective. It's not even a vaccine. We now have the internal from the Freedom of Information Act. We have their internal emails that prove and document and demonstrate that they knew that it wasn't a vaccine, that they were being exposed for the fact that this drug wasn't a vaccine. So they decided to literally change the definition of the word vaccine to retrofit this drug into it. It's not safe. It's not effective. It's not a vaccine. Not only that, there's no emergency for children. What's the emergency for 6 months old or 2 years old from COVID? There's no emergency.
Let me ask you this. Why did they have the huevos to cut off the world economy, to release this virus, to launch these wars, and then to cut the power off? I mean, these people have got big huevos. I guess it's because they think they control the media.
I think it's a two-fold process. Some of the people involved in this are simply incompetent. They're simply incapable. They didn't predict and
foresee. Oh, yeah, the globalists just get mortars.
Yeah, completely. I mean, so more and more of these people with power don't know what they're doing frequently. And of those that do, the malevolent, the mischievous ones, your Bill Gateses of the world, your George Soroses of the world, your Rockefellers of the world, that crowd, they simply see that what's good for them is good for the world. They've convinced themselves that their agenda is the best agenda, and they just simply have to force it and coerce it onto the public. That's why they like to look to China's domestic example. They don't like China sticking its head up and challenging any aspect of globalism, but they like the way China governs its local domestic population. And they've been trying to impose and superimpose the same agenda along the globe.
Just like Stalin admired Hitler, feared Hitler, and hated Hitler, but he's on record telling his generals, I want to be like Hitler.
Absolutely. It's a very similar kind of approach. It's people who model their domestic control but don't necessarily want them to have international power. And this globalist agenda has mirrored aspects of what China has been experimenting with over the past decade and plus, and is trying to impose it on the Western world. And the problem is the Western world, the people of the Western world, the working classes of the Western
are rejecting
world.
It.
Exactly. Don't want it. Don't want to be.
And let's be clear. It was globalist think tanks that have used China as a laboratory. That's why Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and Rothschilds are behind China. China's not alone. There's a whole globalist China faction.
And we know from history, this is not new. I mean, who was it that was heavily involved in eugenics in early Nazi Germany? It was the Rockefeller Foundation. They were the ones helping push it, promote it, propagate it. So this is simply, they're taking back the old 1920s, 1930s script for globalist power, both in terms of what they're doing in domestic.
I agree. We're repeating World War I and World War II with a high-tech overlay at the same time.
Absolutely. And the difference is this could lead to nuclear global conflict. This could lead to global public health pandemics of a kind that truly are uncontrolled. uncontrollable. And that's the great threat. Or economic food and fuel, famine and shortages around the globe that could destroy populations in the billions. And that's what they all agree about. They don't mind that side effect because that side effect is their intended objective in the end.
Exactly. As long as they don't get the blame for it, they're going to launch it. That's why they've got to get the blame. Expose the New World Order is beyond critical. Let's talk about Ukraine and the world economy when we come back, and then a lot more with Robert Barnes.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. And I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's Alex Jones.
Got a hold of me. food processing plants blown up, burned down the last 6 months. Hundreds of times the regular number. Insane stuff going on. We are under attack. We're going to cover it all here today. But we're not supposed to talk about Ukraine. The little thing of the present, the little thing today, you know, it's COVID and it's monkeypox and it's transgenderism and then it's this and it's that. But now Ukraine's moved away, but now they want the IMF and World Bank $600+ billion injected. Close to $100 billion has already been injected. And Russia is winning that war to take over the Russian held areas that have always been historically Russia in eastern Ukraine. And Russian oil exports are at record numbers. Profits are at record numbers. Their rubles at record highs. Putin is winning this war, Robert Barnes, in my view. Your take on why they want us to forget about Ukraine?
Because Ukraine was supposed to be the end of sort of a challenge. I mean, Putin was, along with Trump, two of the biggest challengers to sort of a globalist agenda in the world. And Putin has been that for 20, 25 plus years. And so whatever people think about Putin, the reality is he was an enemy of Klaus Schwab, an enemy of George Soros. Soros hated him. Putin famously banned him from the country. An enemy of the Clintons, an enemy of the Rockefellers, an enemy of Bill Gates, that whole agenda. And so the goal was to use Ukraine as a pretext to wipe Russia off the face of the earth and to return it to its 90s era colonialism, breaking up the country. They've announced these plans publicly. So that's what was supposed to happen. Instead, what's happened is the globalists are losing and Russia is winning. And the net effect of it is probably the end of a global digital currency. Those plans have gone to sort of to crap very quickly.
Even Tony Blair, who's a New World Order puppet, he says the end of UK-US dominance is here. In a way, they kind of walked us into this.
They did. They basically took a big gamble. They went to the roulette wheel and gambled against Putin, and it turns out poking the Russian bear has never been a successful historical strategy, and it wasn't again. And instead, it's they who are imploding and are resorting to extreme measures domestically to counteract this complete loss and debacle on the battlefield. I mean, people forget. We remember World War One. You went in with a bunch of empires, and by the end of it, a bunch of empires that had been around for centuries, the Ottoman Empire, gone. British Empire, mostly gone.
Austrian-Hungarian?
Entirely gone. I mean, look, in
World War One really killed the British Empire.
Absolutely it did. I mean, you had all those empires wiped off the map with politically, geopolitically, and some completely historically, entirely. And what produced that? The Austro-Hungarian Empire? I mean, what happens is you can't have six generations of uncles marrying nieces and end up with competent, capable leadership. And that's what the Austro-Hungarian...
And that's what we've got with Biden and all these people.
That's exactly what we've got. We have intellectual...
Nothing but retarded... Arrogance.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's a new degree of incapacity and incompetence and incapability.
And we'll talk about it next segment, but it's like the judges in Connecticut and Texas say, no free speech, you're already guilty, you can't say it's a rigged trial, I can say whatever I want at trial. I mean, they're just nuts.
Completely. It's what would happen if Caligula and King Lear married and produced an offspring. It would look a lot like Joe Biden. And that's precisely what we have.
But Caligula married his horse.
Yes, he did. Well, that too would look like Joe Biden. So the net effect of it is what we have today. So what you're seeing in the battlefield is Ukraine could never win that militarily. Russia's military is $1 trillion-plus size military when you add up its accumulated weaponry and skill set of its professional soldiers.
And yeah, they've gotten chewed up against the CIA, but they've showed commitment.
Oh, completely. I mean, they realized that they were going to take certain hits, but they were willing to take those hits. And what I tell people is it's a classic case of confession through projection. Just as everything they accuse Trump of is what Joe Biden has been actually guilty of, what the Ukrainians claim is happening to Russia is usually happening to Ukraine.
And what history shows, if you've got a mass of people ready to fight, even if you're low-tech like the Vietnamese, you can't beat a resistance that won't give up.
No, no doubt about it. And what you have with Russia is these are Russian-occupied territories. These are places where people are ancestrally Russian, ethnically Russian, linguistically Russian.
Russia was born in Ukraine.
Absolutely. I mean, most of these cities were established by their in the parts that they're in, all the way to Odessa, if they go there, were established by the Russian Empire.
1,000+ years.
Exactly. I mean, it goes back way, way back. The only part that's traditionally, historically Polish-oriented is the western part of Ukraine, where they're not going to go in. to. So what's happened? Like, remember when they said Putin had health problems? Well, it's really Biden that has health problems. Remember when they said that it was Russia that was having major internal dissension, losing law enforcement, intelligence officers, prosecutors, and military officials? Well, just this week, Ukraine had to sack their top prosecutor, had to sack the head of their military intelligence.
They just sacked their military.
Completely. I mean, they're just sacking top. Why? Because their top people aren't on board. Their top people. Zelensky is simply...
Well, they're telling Zelensky, the actor, the gay porn star, you're losing.
Exactly.
And like Hitler firing generals in 45, it ain't working.
Exactly. These are people who know there's no sustainable Ukrainian future under Zelensky and the West's current agenda for Ukraine. So these are people that when they try to push back at all, even though they're deeply anti-Russian, many of these political, military, law enforcement leaders, they get sacked. Because they're unwilling to sacrifice their entire nation on the global altar of Bill Gates and George Soros and Klaus Schwab. And because they're not, but, and Zelensky's happy to, because Zelensky doesn't plan on being in Kiev 5 years from now. He plans on being in Hollywood 5 years from now, making movies with Angelina Jolie and Sean Penn and the rest of that crew. So that's where their agenda is. That's where.
God, imagine wanting to run to collapsing Hollywood and that cesspit. These people are crazy.
But remember, this guy was the number one listed guy in the Panama Papers release. This is a guy that had over $100 million stashed in various foreign bank accounts outside of Ukraine. I mean, basically, he literally was an actor. They came to him and said, pretend to be the president for 5 years, then we'll make you the president. When he gets in, he promises to bring peace. He reverses all of his promises because he's just...
Yeah, talk about brainwashing. They had like 7-8 TV shows where he was the president ahead of it.
Completely. And in fact, that's all he did is he played the president for 5 years, and then they made him president. And all the oligarchs that sort of pushed him up on behalf of the West, as soon as he got in, he had to break all of his promises. Break his promise. I mean, he was at 15-20% approval before this war started. He was a complete disaster of a leader. He's never cared about Ukraine. He is what they said Trump was, someone who didn't care, looking to use office to get rich. That's who Zelensky is. And that's where he plans on parachuting out of Ukraine. He reads a different script each day. He doesn't even, sometimes he'll contradict himself within an hour.
And the great part is everybody gets us a money laundering operation and all the Hunter Biden stuff's coming out. What do you make of Hunter Biden?
I think Hunter Biden, I mean, we've known people like this, people that have grown up in extremely abusive families who are actually crying out for help by accidentally leaving things behind. You hear that you have the daughter accidentally leaving behind her diary. You have Hunter accidentally leaving behind this.
Oh, yeah, they're sabotaging themselves.
Completely. And I know people when he's now, they've moved him to Venice. So the people in Venice are agitated. They had to move him from Malibu because his location got outed, because the Secret Service was all over the place, and because he couldn't keep a low profile. He was there in one of those special Malibu drug rehabs, which are a complete joke. People can read Mark Robert's book about the nature of those rehabs. But they've now moved him down to Venice to keep him on low key. I don't think it's a coincidence that suddenly his password gets breached and all this private information comes out. Why is he tape recording himself doing a lot of these activities? This is somebody
who... It's the blackmail is dead.
And to get out, this is someone in extreme pain. That's his behavior. Extreme pain, begging for someone to bail him out.
And the diaries and things say that.
Yes. That's what they confirm. Everything reaffirms this is someone who suffered such extreme abuse as a child from his own father that he is desperate for somebody to massively intervene in his life. Because otherwise it is on a self-destructive path that will just burn up very quickly.
What happens to Obama's third administration, puppet Biden?
So I think Biden's already DOA. He's operating on different scripts on different days. They can't even keep him up. I mean, they renamed on Google Maps Brandon Falls for where he fell down. I mean, that's who the guy is famous for. So given this situation he is in and the position he is in, there's very little chance that he has any potential future. When what you're most well known for is falling down when you're walking up the stairs. I mean, we remember Gerald Ford and Saturday Night Live skits with Chevy Chase. He's doomed. He's DOA. He's on the clock. The only question is who replaces him.
All right, we got some big news. The latest attack on free speech and the attempt to shut down InfoWars straight ahead. This is critical information. Please stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To cover something that is incredibly central to all of our futures, because they admit on MSNBC and CNN that InfoWars is the beta test. They also said in documents at the Wall Street Journal 4+ years ago, ahead of my deplatforming, that WikiLeaks was a model. They said if we could shut down WikiLeaks and shut down Alex Jones, the left wing and right wing will be silenced. We can get them all. And so now we have judge orders Alex Jones to pay $1 million in fees to 4 Sandy Hook parents. So I'm found guilty before I have a trial, a default. Then they say pay $1 million. We put it to the appeals court. Within one day, they shoot it back, unprecedented. Usually takes 6 months. And we paid it. People say, well, why'd you pay that? Well, she'll put me in jail. Why do you live in Austin? Well, my family's from here. We helped found the state. I live here. In hindsight, I'd have been in a conservative county. Believe me, we're going to try to get money and move out of here. But Now they're like, oh, we're going to talk about white supremacism. So at this trial where I'm guilty, already found guilty, the judge, and her order is public, I'm going to show you the documents here in a moment, has said that I can't discuss free speech, I can't discuss show trials, I can't say I'm innocent. I have to come and say I'm guilty at a trial or she'll sanction me, and then she threatens all the lawyers who've been on the case off of it. So here it is. News Times. Judge orders Alex Jones pay $1 million in fees to four Santa Cruz parents. We paid it. Because they'll put us in jail. That's where we're at. Alex Jones hit with $1 million in court fees over Sandy Hook. And they put Parkland lawsuits. We weren't involved in that. Texas judge orders Alex Jones pay $1 million legal fees. And it goes on from there. Alex Jones ordered to cough up $1 million. Texas court denies Alex Jones' bid. Sanctions delay bid. And it goes on from there. Then they come out and they say, denied. Court refuses Alex Jones' request to deny paying $1 million. And then they go on, Alex Jones' lawyers want to bar all mention of white supremacy. And we said to the court, hey, we have footage of me protesting the Klan. Sorry, can't show that. We're going to say you're a white supremacist. They've designated their experts and said they're going to say I'm a white supremacist with no evidence, and then we can't respond. So they're not just saying I'm guilty and go to a jury. It's all rigged. Alex Jones doesn't want to talk about white supremacy. And it goes on from there. There's Vice. There's all of it. So talk about tanning a jury pool. Talk about rigging things. This is the model for everybody else. And it's so unbelievable. No one's ever seen this in U.S. history. But now the Democrats are saying their case against me is the model against Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, and everybody else. Robert Barnes, you have been involved in this since day one. You've worked on the case. What is really going on?
Two things. One is that they built up a fake news narrative. The fake narrative was to blame you for everything that related to anybody who second-guessed what took place at Sandy Hook. But also, and we now see with Uvalde the importance of second-guessing what takes place in a school shooting environment. Because the initial narrative with Uvalde said that the cops didn't do anything wrong, the school officials didn't do anything wrong, nobody, no politician did anything wrong. In fact, now we know they did a lot wrong. We only know that because people were willing to ask questions that they're trying to use this lawsuit to suppress. You're not allowed to ask questions. That was part of it. Part two, the other part of it was the fake narrative was to blame you for anybody who second-guessed what took place at Sandy Hook, even though InfoWars, 99.9% of what InfoWars ever published or produced said that what happened at Sandy Hook happened. It simply raised questions as to drug complicity, raised questions as to school official safety complicity, raised questions about whether why they were hiding information. We now know that the schools, though many of those kids would be alive today had the politicians done their job and used the money correctly. They need to keep all of that hidden and blame the gun instead. But that's not all. The next level template with this was to use this to suppress and censor dissident speech. InfoWars has been the tip of the spear. Imagine if they had been successful. Imagine if InfoWars had not been here when the lockdowns occurred. Imagine if InfoWars had not been here when the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and the business shutdowns and the mass home arrest across the country took place. Would there have been major public protests? Because every public protest took place being led by InfoWars supporters and fans who listened to the audience, who listened to InfoWars. So their goal was to remove InfoWars and its audience from political and public participation awareness and knowledge, and that it was to use this suit to do so, to try to censor and suppress independent media.
And so even though the evidence didn't matter, people ask, well, how are you, we're not supposed to tell the jury, why are you here hearing I'm already guilty, now how guilty? That's in her order, too. I mean, it's insane.
Completely.
She's got to hide what she did.
Absolutely.
She's so arrogant.
Well, here they are in Austin, Texas, one of the most liberal jurisdictions in America, one of the most pro-gun control jurisdictions in America, one of the most media-believing jury pools in America, and yet they were scared of even an Austin liberal jury hearing the actual facts of the case. Facts of the case that go counter to the media's narrative about this case. And so even the Austin courts and the Connecticut courts were too scared and terrified, and their lawyers and the other people involved were too terrified of even a liberal jury, a liberal Democratic jury pool, hearing the actual facts. Probably because those actual facts rebut rather than support the official and institutional narrative.
And then the judge issues a order saying don't talk about it in court.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Chicago 7 on steroids, because even the Chicago 7 was allowed to defend themselves on the merits. So here you're not only getting gagged like Bobby Seale, your own lawyers are not even allowed, and the jury is not even allowed to consider whether you're actually guilty or not. You are presumed and adjudged guilty without ever being able to...
You are guilty until proven how guilty.
Exactly.
Not innocent until proven guilty, not... guilty until proven innocent, which is tyranny. You are guilty until proven how guilty, and you can't talk about how it's a kangaroo court. I mean, the arrogance. But they've got to win. They didn't find what they said, so they've got to do this.
Oh, it's all an endorsement at a court level. Because if they were in the right, factually, morally, and legally, they would not be rigging the game to fix the outcome. They would be having a full, robust jury selection. They would be having a full debate and trial on the substantive merits. They would allow you to introduce all of your defenses. Go back and read the great Clarence Darrow closing arguments. Often they would go 8 days long, closing arguments in which he would talk about everything. Go back to Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death.
But no. Let me show you. In fact, I've got it right here on the stack. We'll pull it out when we come back. We're going to do more on this tomorrow because this is a big deal for the end of American freedom. We have the actual judge's orders right here. Okay? And imagine the media's discipline. This has been out for over a month. They won't cover this. Saying... it says no discussion of the First Amendment, no discussion that you're innocent. Says that. In your defense, you can't say you're innocent. And then they'll sanction the lawyers if they don't go along with that. Unbelievable, Robert.
Yeah, it's completely. I mean, it's Patrick Henry established in his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death closing argument defense to a tobacco tax charge. The jury was allowed to hear everything and decide both the facts and the law. So what has our system's response been to that? It's been for the court system to hijack the jury function, the jury role in these trials.
And tell the jury, this person's guilty, he can't talk, now get him.
Exactly. That's exactly what's taking place. And the fact that they have to do that even in Austin tells you how much they know that they would not win in an independent, fair trial. Impartial jury would not give them the verdict they want. They would rebut the verdict they want.
And then we've got Connecticut and these judges mirroring their rulings.
Completely. I mean, it's embarrassment. I've said Alex Jones is not on trial in these cases. The American judicial system is on trial in these cases. And sadly, the verdict so far is the American justice system is guilty of partiality and prejudice and the incapacity to enforce the law in these cases. And they don't realize it or recognize it or appreciate it. Hopefully at some point a higher court does something about it. But in the interim, they want to try to do everything they can to prevent the voice of Alex Jones from being heard and from anyone else becoming like Alex Jones. They're doing what they did to Julian
Assange. To send a message.
Exactly. They want a Julian Assange you.
Let's talk about that when we come back. I'm going to read to you with the documents. I'm not just telling you they said this. It's hard to believe they actually did it separately. We need funds to fight these three kangaroo courts because on appeal we'll beat them. Plus, it's going to blow up in their face politically. We're going to go into this. We're ready. We're going to win. But we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt. Get the new Alex's War film on DVD exclusively from us. Get 2,000 Mules. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, 25% off. And the new Healthy Energy Fat Burner Pill that is totally healthy with amazing concentrates at the strongest levels out there. Diet Force, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We're fighting hard. You asked us to fight. We're doing it. And we love you. All we ask is you keep us in the fight. InfoWarsStore.com. Support free speech. Support America. The tide's turning. Get Diet Force. Get Bodies. Get Alex's War. Get 2,000 Mules. Get an Alex Jones' Right t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And you're coming through, and I salute you and thank you. InfoWarsStore.com, amazing job. You're not listeners. You're in the arena. You're activists. And you are powering our resistance. We'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.